Mob Wives star Renee Graziano reveals she nearly died from fentanyl overdose, "I was dead." By David Ng on March 6, 2024. Renee Graziano, one of the stars of the VH1 reality TV series Mob Wives, has revealed that she nearly died from a fentanyl overdose, making her the latest Hollywood figure to fall victim to the lethal drug. The 55-year-old Renee Graziano recounted her near-death experience in an interview with the Dumb Blonde podcast, a portion of which was obtained by TMZ. "Everything in my life was falling apart," she said. "Nobody wanted to talk to me. Everything just started piling up. I gave up." She told host Bunny XO that she sought cocaine to deal with her depression. "Someone gave me a bag of fentanyl. When it was supposed to be cocaine. I died in a restaurant in Florida. I was dead," she continued. "I was intubated for 3 days, and I spent 9 days learning how to walk again." Much of the fentanyl that makes its way into the U.S. originates in China before making its way to Mexico and entering the country via Mexican cartels through the open southern border. Fentanyl is a Chinese operation much more than it is a Mexican drug cartel operation. Peter Schweitzer, author of Blood Money: Why the Powerful Turn a Blind Eye While China Kills Americans, said during an interview with Breitbart News Saturday. "A lot of the people involved in the fentanyl trade actually have senior positions in the CCP, Chinese Communist Party, or they're advisors to the CCP government. But the links in this chain of fentanyl that is poisoning 100,000 Americans, every link in that chain is a Chinese operation," Schweitzer said, adding that the Mexican cartels are really the junior partners. A number of Hollywood celebrities have fallen victim to fentanyl, some of them fatally. The most famous example is the pop star Prince, who died in 2016 from an accidental fentanyl overdose. Most recently, the death this year of Pawn Stars Rick Harrison's son Adam was due to fentanyl. Follow David Ng on Twitter at @HeyIt'sDavidNg. Have a tip? Contact me at dng@breitbart.com.